All right, we'll call the Infrastructure and Roads Committee meeting to order. We've got, first of all, Resolution 2509 up for discussion. Do I hear a motion to lay it on the table? Pass it on to the full court.
Motion to bring Resolution 2509 to the table.
Got a motion?
Second.
And a second. Okay. So with that, I'd like to call Road Administrator Tom Anderson up, and he can give us some more information on 2509.
The Baker Wheels exit was built. The idea was there would be a loop around South and West Conway over to Dayport and Hogan on up to Old 64, the old Northern Highway. They had actually laid out the path that they did at our mill study. The money kind of waned and nobody pushed the project. So we have recently started looking at it. To get it going, we had to renew the environmental study. That's ongoing as we speak. Once that's complete, they'll be able to determine the best route through engineering, and then they'll start working on right-of-ways soon thereafter. So this is a request through to Metro Plan for monies that comes through them to help defray some of the costs of that engineering plan. And in order to complete our application, we'll need this resolution.
Okay. Any questions from the committee, I'm sure.
So this is all just for engineering costs. It's not design or in what?
There will be some design in the engineering, yes, okay. But it's the original design.
Okay. Are we, well, I know that design, the route has changed, obviously, in some of the design, because I know Conway has shifted away a little bit on their western loop, obviously, with one big one was the elementary school that went in years and years ago, right in the middle of it all. And then I believe around the southern part of Round Mountain, that's changed a little bit too. So that's why are we coordinating with the city of Conway as well on this, or is this a full Faulkner County?
We are, and they're in full support of it. We're kind of leading the way, but they're in support of it.
Okay.
So it's going to tie in with Hogan, you said?
It'll tie in the day board at Hogan.
Okay.
That's correct. And eventually, the plan, if I understand it correctly, was to have a new interchange between Gilbasta, the easternmost or westernmost exit at 25 in Menifee. That's years down the road, but the general plan is for it to continue on past Highway 64 north of Highway 4 or Interstate 40.
Yeah, if you go look at the comprehensive plan that Conway has on their website, it still shows. You can see kind of where. So I'm assuming it's still going to run somewhat similar to Round Mountain Road and start crossing there a little south of Mill Pond.
It's going to
roughly, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's some housing that got built along Round Mountain, and then you got the creek right there on the north side of it. So that'd be a big impediment right there, and then of course just the mountain itself. So, okay. Thank you.
How much do we anticipate from MetroPlan in a dollar amount, roughly?
I think I'd have to double check. I think it's about $400.
Okay. Any questions from any other justices? Any other questions from anybody? All right, with that, we'll. All in favor of passing Resolution 2509 to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. All right. So that concludes that. With that, we would like to get an update on the building of the road shop. And I've had some questions that I just don't have answers for, but wanted to give you the judge's office an opportunity to kind of update the committee and the court. And so with that.
As you know, we started working on the plans last fall. We also hired a construction manager, which is Nav Holtz, to kind of oversee the program and the building. The way that works versus putting it out to bids for a contractor to do it all is we will be basically subbing it out ourselves to the individual subcontractors, with Nav Holtz kind of managing the overall process, much like we're doing with the jail. So we are at the point where the architect is winding up his technical plans. He's going to give them to Nav Holtz, we'll put together bid packages and send it out. In our planning process, we looked at developing a site plan. When this thing was built back in before the 2000s, it probably did fine for when it was built, but as we grew as a county and a road department, it just wasn't fitting our operations the way it should have. Not just the building, but the overall property. So what we did is we took a look at an overall site plan, and we're making some changes. The building right now is set to run, the northern part will be about where the road shop northern edge was, but it'll run south. And I've got plans if you want to look at an initial plan. And then we're going to do extensive dirt work across the road to the west to make that more of a level parking area with covered parking. We want to store our stuff out of the sun as most as we can. And then we backed up, we're going to dig out the hill to the north to make room for our dump truck parking. And eventually that will be covered too. Right now our plan is for the road shop, we'll have to lease some equipment. But we'll do most of the dirt work ourselves to save money. We won't do the foundation. That'll be the builders that do that. That'll be on them. We'll just get the initial grade taken care of. As we developed the road shop building itself, as I said, we're looking out down the road 40 or 50 years. So what do we need, not just today, but 40 or 50 years down the road? And so we developed what we thought we would need, and we asked for estimates from the construction manager, which he reached out to his subs and got rid of. And they were north of $12 million for the road shop. So we didn't feel like we could spend that right now. So we pared that back and knocked some building off of it with the idea that we could still expand to the north if we needed to down the road. And so the estimates are right around $9.5 million right now. We won't know for sure until we get the bids back in tally. Our plan is to have all the bids back in and being able to award the contract in September, the contracts in September, with starting construction in October. Financially, what we're planning to do is spend it or pay for it in three different years. This year, 26, and then finish up in 27. Okay. That way it won't impact our road operations here as much as if we tried to swallow it all.
How much did we get from insurance?
It's going to be right at $1 million.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Any questions for Tom? So hopefully start in October is what we're shooting for.
Okay. Right.
Any questions in the audience? Okay. All right, thanks, Tom. All right, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, we're adjourned.